Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Our very own James Steele, who works behind the scenes on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We've been checking in with him from time to time today because he, by a quirk of circumstance, like with the pandemic and everything, though he has three children, the youngest is two, the eldest is seven, he's never been alone with them overnight, right?
Which blows my mind still.
Right. So his wife is gone, and we were giving him so much stuff about like not having fed the kids yet when we checked in with him the second time, that he texted us a picture of him driving his three kids to get donuts. And that is the smartest move.
Yes.
That's such a dad move.
He gets it.
By the way, that's also what I do on a school day.
Me too.
Here, donuts. For some reason, you're allowed to give your kids dessert for breakfast. And it's okay. Oh. You're still a good parent.
In fairness, it was either that or like bran flakes, apparently. So I don't really have many options.
They ain't eating the bran.
The great thing about it is that his wife is not there to give him grief about it. See, when I do it, my wife is actually home. And because I get up early. And she comes there like, what did the kids eat? And I'm like, okay, we have donuts. I gave them this. She was like, but why would you give them that in the morning times?
Right.
Like, why would you give them Sprite in the morning or Kool-Aid?
She's like, I don't know. What am I, a child? Child-rearing genius.
Because they wanted it.
Because they would eat it. I just give them anything they would. Are your kids picky eaters, by the way?
They are.
Yeah, mine too.
Yep.
I can't get them to eat anything. And then when I find something they will eat, I just keep giving it to them because they don't give me any problems about it.
My son is like me. He does not eat the bottom of hamburgers, the bun. He takes them off.
Huh.
Wait, I do the same thing.
I guess, what is it with you and burgers
and
hot dogs?
Wait.
What?
So his hand just touches the burger?
Yes, he takes the bottom off and he eats the burger with just the top and the cheese and
oh,
the
I see. I was going to say, why even keep the top on? Because that's got all the condiments and the cheese and everything.
But you also do this?
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Why not just fold it
insane.
In half?
No, that's insane.
It's entirely too much bread.
It is a lot of bread.
So we take it off.
I don't know, guys. He's starting to make a little sense.
No, he's not. That's ridiculous.
Well, hold on.
Eat the bottom of a burger.
No, yeah. The biggest problem here is that your bun to burger ratio. Like, you got to buy the right bun for the right size burger.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's find out from Harry Douglas. Do you select the burger buns at the store based on the thinness or thickness of the bun, considering you will be taking the bottom half off?
I like seed buns.
All right, that doesn't answer the question, but I do too. I like the sesame seed buns.
Those are normally bigger.
Ah.
The seed buns.
And why not fold it in half at that point so you eat it without getting
all
the grease?
I don't want a damn taco, Max.
But you
I want a burger.
No, you'd rather have an open-faced burger.
No, it's not. It's the bottom. It's an open bottom burger.
The grease running on hot burger on your hand.
I love it.
I'm so confused.
How do you even put
this?
Your thumb so you can't even have a hot burger?
The best burger
you
to
wear
get,
gloves.
Steak and Shake. Take out that bottom bun, eat it. My daddy.
So you're going to Steak and Shake and ordering one of their super greasy burgers and drawing the line at the bottom bun?
I'm taking it off.
That's insane.
But remember when Steak and Shake, they used to put the condiments on the bottom of the bun. Now they do it at the top.
How did that work?
I just tell them to put it on top.
Harry Douglas, are you familiar with the TV program Teen Titans Go?
No.
Oh, it's a good one. Your kids will get into Teen Titans Go.
Harry,
the reason I asked that is because they had an episode where there was a big debate between Beast Boy and Cyborg. Mm-hmm. The most perfect food, like the better food. Was it burrito or taco? Or it was taco or burger. I go burger.
I'm taking burger.
I go burger. I think the burger is a perfect food. No bones. Delicious. Got all your food groups in every bite. Handy but once you take the bottom bun off, you've undone part of the beauty of the burger, Harry.
Well, I have to watch my figure still, Max. You know, former athlete, don't want to get bloated and stuff. I don't want all those, what is it, carbs?
A gluten-free bun or something.
What is bread? Is that a carb?
Yeah.
Carbs. There we go.
You don't even know. You're taking the bottom bun off, and you don't even know why.
First of all, he's so full of it. I see what he has for breakfast. Harry, you do not eat healthy breakfast. Like, what are you talking? I don't know how you stay in good shape, because you do not. I saw him eating breakfast the other day in the break room. What was that? What were you having for breakfast?
I had chicken teriyaki with like some rice and all that stuff.
Yeah,
for breakfast, literally
rice
for breakfast.
Rice is the same as having bread, basically.
Oh, no.
But is it brown rice?
No. I don't want too much bread, though. I don't want too much bread. The bottom bun is terrible.
To each his own.
And the crust on bread, sandwich bread, is terrible.
Can I offer an option of maybe like no bread, putting just the condiments and the toppings on top of the burger,
maybe having
two patties, because then you get more meat.
I've done that before, though.
Why not just go that? Why waste?
Why not just not order a burger at that
because
point?
Because I want some of the bread. I just don't want all of the bread, it's my choice.
Fold it in half, and then you got the same amount of bread, but at least your hand's not on the burger itself. How do you eat it when it's hot? So you can't have a hot burger.
So I hold the top bread in the palm of my hand,
and I
bite it. I bite into it.
Terrible! Hold on. So it's like a boat. It's like a burger boat.
Like I flip it over. Uh-huh. And I eat it that way.
So it is an open-faced burger. Oh,
guys, all of this, you know, the thinnest part of the bun is that little thin bottom part. All of that.
But
the
texture of the bottom bun, I don't like the texture of the bottom bun.
Why, it gets
either.
Too soggy?
Like, it's not the same as a top bun. It's not the same.
Harry Douglas,
I need to hear from callers on this. Like, should Harry Douglas be allowed to fill in on this show anymore based on his terrible opinion of how you should eat a hamburger?
Hey, Evan, you took it a little far, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right, fine. How do you feel about Harry Douglas's?
Should Harry Douglas go to jail for the way he eats a burger?
I mean,
I thought you guys loved me here. Should he fill it on this show again?
Because
he doesn't like the bottom of the bun.
3 minutes ago, when I learned that you eat a hamburger like a serial killer, when I learned that. I
pushed the wrong button.
First of all, we're alone in the studio. As Evan says that, I look into Harry Douglas's eyes, and now I'm not sure what's going on over here.
Well, you look into his eye. You only have the one.
Well, he has two eyes. I got the one eye.
Are you really?
I am.
Are you really looking into my eyes, Max?
Yes. I don't know. Actually, you're right in my blind spot right now. I have a detached retina, everybody. That's right. I'm a hero who comes to work. You know how many people would just skip work with a detached retina? It requires emergency surgery. In fact, I'm not even supposed to get all riled up, and here I am, selling out in the summer book during vacation days. That's right. It's not nearly enough, but I'll take what I can get. So we got the latest from Woj on Kyrie. If he can't reach an agreement to stay with Brooklyn, he has a list of teams he'd like them to consider on sign and trades. Okay. So who is the list of teams? The Los Angeles Lakers.
Discount.
The Clippers. I refuse to call them Los Angeles Clippers. The Clippers. The Knicks. Bums. Who said that? Harry, that's not nice to call them bums. That's unprofessional. The Miami Heat.
Ooh.
Wonder if Pat Riley would be interested in Kyrie Irving.
Well, they did lack scoring a lot of it when it came to the Eastern Conference Finals.
The Dallas Mavericks.
Luka.
The Philadelphia 76ers.
What?
None of those teams have the cap space to sign him without the Nets help. And why would the Nets help him? Right? What does this mean for the Nets? What does it mean for KD? Most importantly, we now have the teams that Kyrie is supposedly interested in. I mean, obviously, this is also a leverage play against the Nets so he can get all his money guaranteed. But what's the best fit for Kyrie? How surprised are you that the Lakers are on the list and he wants to reunite with LeBron James? So many questions. If only we had someone with some opinions. Who could we get who's very opinionated, knows basketball, works at ESPN? Who? Let me think. Evan Wilner? No. He's just a producer. Harry? No. James Steele, he's got his hands busy with the three kids right now.
Literally, hands busy, hands full. Yeah,
hands full.
Sugar morning.
Hands full. You know when you have the third kid, you're in a zone defense anyway.
And oh, yes.
Now once the one parent isn't there, who could we get? Let's bring Alan Hahn into this conversation. All right, Alan, what do you think of this trade list from Kyrie?
It's hilarious. But don't you think, I think the one we're forgetting that the funniest of all might be trolling is the Sixers one. They just got James Harden, who did everything he could to get the hell away from him. Oh, now the Sixers are going to, yeah, let's bring in Kyrie, because I know James will love that. That one actually, I think, lets you know that the list is just straight up trolling, right?
Is it trolling or is it?
Like, if he put the Celtics, why not just throw the Celtics on that list? You know? You know, at that point,
and the
I mean,
Cavs.
James Harden did whatever he could to get the hell away from you, and you're like, yeah, I think the Sixers are a team I'd like to go to. Like, why would you do that?
I look at this, Allen, and it's like, look, if I'm the Nets, am I playing games with Kyrie's money knowing that his guy is KD, and if KD ultimately tells me, you either pay the dude or I'm out, I'm going to pay him. But you know, on the other hand, they also have to recognize, when I look at the Nets, if they can just stay healthy, KD, Kyrie, Ben Simmons, Joe Harris, like, they have a lot there. And given what KD's gone through to get to this point, he cannot have played with Kyrie. And after Steph wins championships without him, Kyrie's already won with LeBron, and have it not work out in Brooklyn. So there is some leverage from the team. Isn't this just like, who do you think has the leverage here? How does this resolve?
Well, I think the Nets have the leverage if they have the gumption, for lack of a better word, to stare this thing down and just say, go ahead. See if you can find a team that'll be able to give you what you want. Because there might be teams that want you. I think the Lakers, I really believe the Lakers want him. I believe LeBron wants to bring him in there. I believe that's a real thing. But they have no means to do it. So if I'm Sean Marks and Joe Tsai, I'm looking right at him. Go ahead. Go kicking and screaming. You go ahead and walk away from $36 million. You go ahead and do that and see how this ends up. We're willing to at least give you that and a little bit of a guarantee, but not an entire one. So which way do you want to go? That, I think, is what
it is.
That's the leverage that's there. There's no real leverage. And what Kyrie's doing is using KD as his leverage. Which, you know, I'm not buying that either. I've never known Kevin Durant to ever say, I'm not playing basketball because I'm not happy. I mean, he'll do a lot of things on Twitter. He'll do a lot of things. But I've never known him to be
a guy that
doesn't want to play basketball. He loves to play.
That's a good point. It's also, as you say, like, it's hard to imagine, okay, you're giving me a max deal, but you're not guaranteeing the final 2 years. And because I don't like that so much, I'm willing to play for $6 million. Like, that's also hard
exactly.
to believe.
Yeah, that's horrific.
Exactly. So that would be my response. Go ahead. Like, go ahead and see how this works out. It's not going to work out for you because none of these other situations are real. Now, I was just thinking while we were talking, though, the Sixers thing, actually, in a way, if you're Philly, which is the lesser of two evils, giving James Harden a max deal, fully guaranteed, or trading him for Kyrie?
I think if you trade him for Kyrie.
Go ahead, give him back. Kevin, here's your guy, James Harden. You get him back, and then you give us that guy, and we put him with Joel Embiid. Is that crazy? I don't know.
But I think if you
just
trade
ugly.
If you trade
it is.
Kyrie to the Philadelphia 76ers, I think it stops the growth of Tyrese Maxey. I honestly believe that.
Oh, it could, but in the end, this is all hypothetical. I'm sure Pat Costello is probably cutting me off at this point. but I'm just saying, like, when you're trying to – I've thought a lot about this yesterday at the draft, having a lot of NBA people around. I mean, it's all everybody was talking about, so it's so many different people with different opinions about it in the league, and everybody kept coming away with the same thing. There's nothing really – none of those teams that he would have on this list of preferred places, none of them have the means to get him, and only one of them makes sense, and that would be the Lakers.
Okay. Alan Hahn, host of Bart and Hahn, terrific show here on ESPN Radio, is with us, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
You can go ahead and say it's the best show on ESPN Radio.
Well,
if you'd like.
Alan, Bart is not here, so you don't need to talk yourself into a corner. Bart will usually do that for you.
That's true.
Next thing you know, like, Alan's going to be shot out of a cannon, right? By the time Bart is... he's going to be jumping over Snake Canyon. How did Bart talk me into this?
Your Honeymooners reference is still, to me, the perfect reference to everything that just happened over the last couple of months.
Yeah, there's a great Honeymooners episode, Harry. I don't know if you're familiar with the Honeymooners. It's only the greatest sitcom of all time, where where they're in a pool hall, and there's this big dude in the pool hall,
yeah.
and Norton starts talking and talks Ralph into, my friend's not scared of you, and he talks him into a fight with this guy, and when he'll meet you anytime, any place, and when the guy leaves, he goes, Ralph, what'd you pick a fight with that big guy for? That's Bart. Bart is your Ed Norton.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, listen. Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN NBA insider, on ESPN, why the Knicks, Allen, decided to trade the 11th pick.
The goal for this Knicks team right now, gather up assets using those first-round picks that they can use in future trades and get salary cap space to make a run in free agency at Dallas Mavericks guard Jalen Brunson. And listen, their goal is to try to lure Brunson to New York. His former agent, Leon Rose, is the president of the Knicks, and they just hired his father, Rick Brunson, as an assistant coach.
I'll tell you what, if they don't get him and they have the former agent and his dad, and Jalen still goes, yeah, I'm going to stay in Dallas. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of problems. I mean, they have known Jalen since he was born, literally. Like Tom Thibodeau, all of them. They've known him since he was a baby. So, like, the minute all that stuff went down and they packaged Kemba, they move away from that contract. Now they officially don't have a starting point guard, right? And they do what they do with all these draft picks. Now, I'll get to the whole picks thing in a minute here and the assets that they are going to say that they have. But this alone, just to clear the cap space, and there'll probably be a couple more moves they have to do, a couple of expirings they're going to have to move on from. But the idea is clearly they're all in on Jalen Brunson. And if you would think they probably have pretty good information that Jalen Brunson would like to come here. How much more connection would you need to have about the former agent and his father? If you don't have inside information and he ends up not coming, boy, that's gonna be really embarrassing.
Allen, I have a question, though. Mm-hmm. So maybe they look at Brunson and think the way Morey looked at James Harden. Actually, people know he's good. He's actually much better than people even know. But I look at Brunson. I think he's a nice player. Mm-hmm. He's small.
Yes.
Right? He doesn't exactly shoot the lights out. Like, what does he do so great? And when I look at the four point guards connected to the Knicks, at least in name, Kyrie Irving, Malcolm Brogdon, Donovan Mitchell, or guards, Jalen Brunson, by the way, Jaden Ivey, who wound up going to Detroit, say yeah. five, the right. one who would be last on my list, not okay. that he's a bad player, would be Jalen Brunson. They're moving heaven and earth for the fifth out of five?
Not heaven and earth, to be honest with you. I mean, that's a little dramatic, but I will say
Venus
this.
Venus and Jupiter?
I mean, just moving some sand, basically. But you also have to understand that all those other guards you named are not gettable. No, the four pick, fifth pick, they were not get the Pistons. I was told when the Knicks tried to offer something for the fifth pick, the Pistons laughed. They said, no, we're not trading this pick, because they kind of had a feeling that the Kings knew the kid doesn't want to come here. We're passing on him. And the Pistons said, we're not passing on him. His dad, remember, their family, they've got Detroit ties.
Mm-hmm.
The grandfather played for the Lions. His father, you know, played for the Ravens. He played with Bart Scott.
Mother, everybody's from out of Detroit.
Mother played for the WNBA
team.
She
played for the Shock, right? Yeah. I believe as well. So you got a lot of connection there. So that just felt like that was going to happen. So that we're never going to get that pick. So it sounded great. It would have been awesome. I love the kid as a player. I loved talking to him last night, by the way, some of the stuff he said. But it wasn't going to happen. So that's not reality. Kyrie's not reality. It's not. Okay.
Right.
And then Donovan Mitchell. I want that to be reality. I've tried to speak it into existence. It still is, just doesn't seem like it's going to happen. Danny Ainge is the one that has to make that deal. And we all know Danny Ainge has to win every trade. Otherwise, it's not going to happen.
Right.
So,
but Brogdon,
again,
at least, Brogdon's a nice player, at least.
Again, what do the Pacers wanted a lottery pick for him.
So they
were asking for a lottery pick. They wanted the 11th pick for him.
So do you mean to tell me that the Knicks, mm-hmm. after all this retooling and stockpiling resources and for some reason doubling down on Tom Thibodeau, who does not usually advance in the playoffs very far because the team is burnt by the time you get there,
only
and all
to
the
a conference finals, but okay.
Okay, but come on. Like, that's not exactly like the players around the league going, oh, I got to get to a Thibodeau team, most of them. After all of this, they don't have the resources necessary to get a Malcolm Brogdon, who's a nice, not a great player,
Once
but
again,
a nice player.
You didn't hear me.
They didn't want to pay the price.
Would you give up a lottery pick for Malcolm Brogdon at 29 years old with 3 years and 20 plus million left?
Not
on
for this
for a guy that has
team,
played
no.
54 games in the last. The most he's played is 56 games in the last 3 years. So you're going to give up the 11th pick?
No.
Or are you going – now, am I defending this? Because now you're making me defend it. I can't stand it. You really are. Yeah. Because I really don't love this. I feel like this is almost like pushing the – what did they do? They pushed the deadline.
They
right?
kicked the can. Did they kick the can down the road?
That's what it is. Kick the can. That's your favorite saying. Kick the can down the road.
Down the road.
And that's what it feels like this is hey – we have, what is it? Is it 7 first round picks in the next 3 years or 11 in the next 4, whatever? Look at all these draft picks we have. But there's so many protections on some of these picks that they might not even be real first round picks. So superficially, it looks like they're stockpiling picks for a big trade to come, where if Donovan Mitchell suddenly is available, they can say, we'll send you 5 first round picks. How do you say no to that? So maybe that's what this is about, but it's more waiting. And all Jalen Brunson is to me is the best option for right now. He's Mr. Right Now. He might not be Mr. Right, but it's Mr. Right Now. And it's still better than anything they have, but it doesn't make them, and this is where I agree with you, Max, they have not advanced the cause. Have they gotten better, or at least mediocrely better, if they do get Jalen Brunson? Yes, but are they better than what they were 2 years ago as a one-and-done in the playoffs team? I'd have to argue no. I like Brunson a lot. I covered the Western Conference Finals for us, so I got to see him up close and personal and watched him. And I saw what he can do. Get into the paint. He can score. But do I feel like it advances the cause? I do not.
And, Han, when we say waiting, I want all the Knicks fans to listen to me. You wouldn't even be in this situation. You have to remember, this organization passed on Donovan Mitchell, passed on Steph Curry, passed on Tyrese Halliburton.
Did not pass on Steph Curry.
Whatever.
That's
my story. I'm going to stick it to it. Let me finish my list. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yes.
Kyle Lowry.
Yes.
Okay, so they pass on all this. You get the drift.
Yeah, I don't know why you need to remind me of this. It's way too early in the morning to be depressing.
All like those that. Happen to be point guards and guys
I'm writing a book about this. What could have been.
Hey, Alan, more importantly than any of this, okay? What would you say if you knew a coworker, fellow ESPN coworker, had a detached retina with slightly blurry vision and yet came to work anyway that day?
A what?
A detached retina and came to work anyway. Came to work, Alan, a detached retina.
To do radio?
Yes.
So it's not a detached, vocal cord.
No, it's a retina.
Retina.
How do you do you read the copy with slightly blurry vision even?
Well,
and yet I'm doing it.
How long have you been doing the show? You've been doing the show for half a year now?
I didn't major in math, but I want to say around 10 months.
Okay. So by now, wouldn't most of the reads be just burned into memory?
You heard him, everybody. Alan Han blown away with the heroism of yours truly. Thank you, Alan. And of course, you can hear Alan with Bart Scott. What trouble will Bart Scott get Alan into this week? The Honeymooners with your stars, Bart Scott, Alan Han. Thanks, Alan, as always. All right. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. And now a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. And here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. See, that's it. Just a good old-fashioned straightforward ad. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com. Much more on Kyrie's trade wish list from the man himself, Adrian Wojnarowski. Woj, next on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit,
your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Well, there's big news in the NBA, so who do we go out and get you? None other than Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN's senior NBA insider, host of the Woj Pod and lobber of Woj Bombs. What's going on, Woj?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Looking
I'm very
good this morning, too, my man.
Thank you.
Yeah, Woj is very stylish. Look at this with the whole thing.
They told me I'd be on TV.
there it goes. What's the latest on Kyrie and this wish list of his, Woj, if they can't come to an agreement with the Nets?
Well, it's his wish list. I'm not sure that among some of the other teams who reported, he's a wish of theirs.
Yeah, right. I can make a wish list too. Yeah. You know? Yeah, right.
None of these teams have the salary cap space, of course, to sign him outright, you know, to the kind of deal that he could get by opting into the Nets or negotiating something longer term with Brooklyn. The Lakers are the one team among the group that we reported on, Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, Philadelphia, Dallas, Miami. The Lakers are the one team that would very much like to have Kyrie Irving. They can only do it on, right now, essentially a $6 million exception. He's looking at a $36 million opt-in in Brooklyn. And so, listen, I think talks are it's in a pretty perilous place right now with Brooklyn and Kyrie Irving, and obviously...
Is it really perilous, Woj, or is this just leverage play, or has it actually become perilous?
This is not a normal leverage situation. This is not a normal negotiation. And technically, they can't be negotiating on... They can negotiate off of that, to be clear, that $36 million option. He can opt in to it, and they can do an extension off of that. If he's going to opt out and become a free agent, that's something you've got to negotiate after once free agency starts. But, this is a situation that is murky right now about what Kyrie Irving's future, if he's going to have a future in Brooklyn, and then obviously how that impacts Kevin Durant and his desire to move forward with the Nets. Now, he's in a much different situation. He's under contract for another 4 years. He has that new extension that kicks in. But, you know, there's no question those two have been attached. They have been linked from the very beginning. They came here together, and they've made it pretty clear, very clear, that they want to still be together. They don't want to be separated. So there's a lot to work out here in the next several days, week plus, between the Nets, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant to see what, in any structure, this thing can still be moving forward.
So, Woj, you bring up the Lakers, and it's a possibility, maybe a small one, but it's a possibility that Kyrie can go to the Los Angeles Lakers. What is his relationship with LeBron James at this moment?
I think it's absolutely good enough to play together. I think the relationships are a lot less important if you're the Lakers when you are as talent-starved as they are. You get over past issues quickly when you see a chance to bring in a talent. Whatever risk comes with that, because you know right now you're not good enough.
And he can shoot the lights out. So they need shooting.
Would you say they're desperate, the Lakers?
Sure. Given LeBron James's advancing age, where he is in his career, and Anthony Davis, we even healthy that team, we know they're not good enough. But adding Kyrie Irving to that team, obviously, changes that dynamic. I don't think there's any issues. The issue is not the relationships. I think the relationship is fine to go and play together, more than fine. The question is, does Kyrie Irving take the financial hit this year? Again, $6 million exception he could sign versus a $36 million opt-in in Brooklyn, or he could opt out in Brooklyn and re-sign on, let's say, a two-year deal at $42 million. He gets a raise off of that. Now, remember last year, now you would say in almost every case in the NBA, in any sport, you'd say that player's not going to give up that amount of money. He's just that doesn't happen. People can threaten it, talk it. But Kyrie Irving did give up about $17 million last year by not getting vaccinated. And perhaps that contributed to a shoe deal, an extension on a very significant shoe deal that's not there now. And so
he has the courage of his convictions.
Yeah, I think to say, hey, he won't do that, I think he's shown you that he's willing to take a financial hit that many other players or individuals, not just players, management, coaches, anybody would not take.
Woj, I'm being told that you have dressed so to the nines today that they insist on putting you on TV as soon as possible. And so that you are now required to leave us and go over to be on TV. And so we have to bid you adieu before I get in trouble for keeping you here too long.
Well, good to be with you guys.
As always.
Don't leave
as
your jacket always in the room. Ask Dan Graziano. I'll slip it on my shoulders.
By the way,
steal it, Woj. I'll wear it.
Someone will steal. I thought you said someone will steal it.
Harry, did you hear that?
I know Harry
will. That sneaky Woj bomb? That this is not, like, he said perilous about Kyrie. In other words, this is not, you know, there's this kind of feeling like, yeah, they'll work it out. And according to Adrian Wojnarowski, this is not everyday stuff that we're seeing going on here as Woj exits stage right to go beyond TV. Look at that outfit. All right, that's Woj giving you the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Harry, does your brother was drafted in the first round?
Yep, to the Knicks, last pick in the draft. Drafted to the Lakers and then traded to the Knicks.
Whoa, that's the two marquee franchises.
Yeah. Yep.
Opposite ends of the spectrum, but still.
Definitely.
Played in the NBA?
Yep.
You played in the NFL? Does Kyrie make the Lakers an immediate title contender, in your opinion?
No.
Really?
Not a contender. Not what I look at, what's everything that's going on in the Western Conference. You look at the Clippers with a healthy Kawhi and PG. You look at what the Warriors are going to be next year, adding James Wiseman to the mix. Jonathan Kuminga playing a lot more. Moses Moody probably getting some playing time. You look at the New Orleans Pelicans and what they're going to be able to be with Zion coming back and then Dyson Daniels drafting him. You look at those teams, the Phoenix Suns, the Minnesota Timberwolves. It's not going to get easy for the Los Angeles Lakers, especially in a year that I think a lot of teams are going to have their health. You look at the Denver Nuggets. They're going to get back their two guys in Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. So it's not going to get easy for the Lakers. That's probably why they're in desperation mode like Woj just talked about.
I got to say, you might be right, but I think if your core is LeBron James, and let's say LeBron on a per-game basis is as good as he was this year, even 5% less, but he's still more or less the same player, MVP caliber, but he gets into at least 65 games, okay? And those games, you know, he's healthy when the playoffs roll around. And the same thing with AD.
See, that's the deciding factor for me.
But AD used to play 60 games a year, right? So that's like three-quarters of the games. If AD can get into 75, unless we believe that AD is done playing 75% of the games even in a year, I don't think he's done doing that. Let's say he can do that again and play at the level more or less we saw him play when last seen. Even if it's a little bit, take a little edge off. And you add Kyrie to that. Now, I know it's a lot of ifs. But the rest of it is details. Like, the rest of it, you can fill out that roster. I don't know. I think if they get Kyrie. The biggest criticism of Dak we've heard in years is next on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Harry Douglas
has terrible food takes.
Whoa! Max bring us
no,
in? Please,
I can't because we have 3 minutes and we got to get to this, and there's a lot to get to. So Harry Douglas told us earlier in the hour that he eats a hamburger with the top bun and not the bottom bun. Makes zero sense. I said on the show, and I stand by this.
He turns it upside down. Let's be fair. He turns it upside down so the top becomes the bottom, and it becomes an open face burger.
It's super weird. Anyway,
very weird.
Harry defended this. It's indefensible. I said the point that I don't think Harry, as the producer of the show, maybe Harry shouldn't fill in anymore. Harry, you got a text from a family member saying, wait, because of the way you eat hamburgers, you don't get to work on the show. My defense to that is I don't trust someone who eats a hamburger that way, and I can't work with you, Harry, if I can't trust you.
Well,
so that is my defense for taking you off the show.
He's so angry.
Because of the way you eat hamburgers.
Well, by the grace
I'm not
of God.
Angry, I'm excited.
Yeah. By the grace of so God. Yeah. By the grace of God, Evan. You are running from the show because you don't even want to be on the show anymore.
After a few days, you won't even be the producer of the show.
Now, wait a minute, Evan.
Let me finish.
Harry's making a good point here.
You won't even be the producer of this show anymore, so it's been fun working with you.
Harry's making a good point. Harry will appear on this show going forward, I'm quite sure.
What about
Evan?
Justin, are you listening? I'm staying on KJM so I can ban Harry Douglas from ever filling in again.
Street runner.
I will stay on this show just to keep you from filling in anymore because I cannot trust you in your terrible food.
True colors really showed. He's running away from the show. He doesn't want to be here anymore. So therefore, after these few days is over with, I don't have to answer
Harry,
to Evan.
Harry,
I'm not
Harry,
running away
you're
from
undoing...
the show. I'm running away from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Yeah, you're undoing all our hard work that we did to get Evan moved off the show, and now he's going to stay on just out of spite. He's going to stay on just out of spite. Yeah, it is, Harry, I have to tell you, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me that you take off the bottom part of the bun, which is the thinner part. You're not even saving that many, grams of carbs or anything like that, but you are making the eating of the burger much more awkward, and that's one of the main attractive components of a burger, right? One of the main selling points is it's easy to eat on top of everything else. No bones. It fits in your hand.
It has to make sense to y'all or me since it's going in my mouth and down my body. Mm-hmm. It has to make sense to me and only me. I don't care what anybody else thinks. That's the way I'm going to eat my burger, and that's the way my 2-year-old son. Ketchup and mayo only.
Mayo. See, right away, no good. No. Let me tell you how to do a burger.
Evan is running away from KJM. I can't believe it.
Cheese, of course. You can do ketchup and mustard. I'll throw some onions on there. Tomatoes. Oh, yeah.
Mustard is terrible.
What? This is an outrage. We're back in 10 seconds. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Harry Douglas in for both Key and Jay today. I'm Max Kellerman, and yes, I know, heroic. Here I am at work. Ryan Clark, ESPN NFL analyst, among other things. Ryan, what would you say if you know a coworker with a detached retina, Ryan, came into work anyway? Did not use that as an excuse, but was here hosting a national radio show. Heroic, no?
Yeah, it's certainly heroic. Maybe not as heroic as a boxer showing up to work with a detached retina.
Yeah.
But definitely a guy who knows boxing.
That's right. Sugar Ray Kellerman right here, Ryan. Sugar Ray Kellerman. Wait, listen, RC.
I love it.
RC, first of all, your podcast, man, you're killing the game.
Bomb,
the heavyweight guests, you get them to say things you don't hear anywhere else. I just need to throw that out there. But pivot, man, you're killing it. But
thank you.
You need to listen to Harry Douglas, who is working he's trying to be where Ryan Clark is, former football player, shows and podcasts and everything on the biggest shows. Now, I don't know if his diet is going to help him or not. Harry, please describe to Ryan how you eat a burger.
So, Ryan, when I eat my hamburger, first I like it with cheese, ketchup, and mayo only. But I do not I do not like the bottom bun. So I take the bottom bun off, and I eat my burger that way.
Terrible.
And nothing's wrong with that. You eat that, you lessen the carbs, right? There are not as many carbs. You take the bottom bun off. It's a little harder than the top bun. My question is this, though. Does he use a fork and a knife?
Hell no. I eat it with my hands.
He's still a G then. I'm with that.
Hold on.
I'm okay
with
it.
Ryan, the bottom part of the bun has the carb count you're saving. Most of the carbs is in the top. So you're not hardly even saving any carbs. The only part of the greatness of the cheeseburger or the burger is that it fits in your hand. It's handheld. It's easy to eat. No bones. Got all your food groups in every bite. Why is he making it more difficult?
Hey, that's a wide receiver for you, though, Max. You're always trying to add extra to things.
March to
so
the
way,
beat.
You get used to those guys doing those type of things when you're in the locker room.
March to the beat of your own drum. I bet you eat a cheeseburger like a burger like a regular person, right, Ryan?
Yeah, well, I mean, why am I going to eat a burger if I'm not going to enjoy the whole thing?
Yeah, right.
But I still understand what Harry is doing because when I played, I just only ate the patty anyway.
No,
you're
just a couple of undersized NFL players standing up for each other. You're not fooling me for a second.
It's a brotherhood, baby.
For a second.
We locked
hey,
in.
I mentioned the Pivot podcast. That's Ryan Clark's podcast, where you had Jets wide receiver Garrett Wilson earlier this week, Ryan. And by the way, the thing I really like about your pod is, you are genuinely curious, and you can see that. And as a result of that, you're eliciting genuine responses and finding out stuff that unless you consume the Pivot podcast, you won't find out other places. Here is what Garrett Wilson had to say about rookie dinners. And then you and Harry can react to this.
They did tell me about the dinner. I got to take all the receivers to a dinner. That's going to be cool. I'm excited for that.
It's not going to be cool. You know they're going to run that bill up? Like $75,000? Oh, yeah. You mean like the Louis the 13th you're going to have to buy at the restaurant?
They ain't doing me for $75,000. I ain't going to fake it.
It's the rookie dinner. It's all of y'all.
You the 10th pick of the draft, too. They know you got 20 guaranteed.
Wait, what you say rookie dinner is? He thinks it's his decision. That was so cute. It was so cute.
Hey, listen.
RC, the funniest part about it at all is that he thought it actually is his decision. That's the funniest thing about it all.
Yeah, he thought that it was like a group going out to dinner and they were going to have fun and have camaraderie and build chemistry. That's not what the rookie dinner is for. The rookie dinner is to make the rookie understand the rite of passage it is to buy everybody enormous amounts of food that they aren't going to eat, to buy everybody drinks that they're not going to drink. That's what the rookie dinner is about. And to see that tab go up and up and up. But it was cool, though, because he's a naive little kid from The Ohio State University. So it was fun to be the first one to break it to him that, no, the rookie dinner is not cool.
What'd you spend on your rookie dinner, RC?
So I didn't spend a lot because I was undrafted.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's right. So they knew you didn't have the bank for it out of college.
Exactly. And I had guys like, Jason Sehorn, Sean Williams, Omar Stoutmeyer in New York. And so we kind of went on a rookie dinner. Mine was kind of a rookie dinner together because we didn't have a draft pick in the secondary that year. So I made it out pretty well.
RC, my rookie year, I remember we played in the playoff game at Arizona. The entire offense goes to Cheesecake Factory, right? So everyone's getting up, walking, like acting like they're going to pick the cheesecake that they want. And I'm like, why are they going to pick the cheesecake? They can just tell the waitress what damn cheesecake they want. So come to find out, everybody's walking out. So I go to get up. So, you know, Roddy White, my big brother, love him like no other. He says, sit your ass down. And I'm like, sit down. He was like, you paying for the entire offense dinner. And I was like, all I could say in my mind is like, I hope my card doesn't decline. Because you know your rookie year, you're still cheap. So you're not trying to spend and you don't have all kind of American Express cards and whatnot.
But at least you were a third round pick. See, Ryan and me were undrafted, so our experience was different. I was also undrafted and didn't have to pan it down. What's the most you ever seen spent at a rookie dinner, RC? When you said 75, you're just scaring them, right?
Oh, yeah, 75 is scary, especially depending on what you're going to do. I've seen guys spend 25. I've seen guys spend 30. Willie Colon actually punched one of the veterans in the face during his rookie dinner because he told him, he said, look, bro, I'm not spending any more money. Like, this is it. And the dude was like, nah, you're going to spend on whatever I buy and order an extra drink. And so Willie Colon had it up to here, man. He had enough. And so he just punched him in the face in the restaurant.
Oh, that's so good. What happened? What, hold on. Who'd he hit? Oh, you can't say
Chucky Okobe. Chucky Okobe was the veteran at the time. He's our backup center. He's also a rapper.
So what happened? Come on, rapper can't just get punched in the face and not do anything about it. What happened? Escalate.
Well, you got to break up the fight, Max. You don't need the football players in the restaurant tearing it up. We have enough stereotypes about us. We don't need to.
Didn't you say he was a center? Didn't you say he was a center? Oh, sorry. Yeah, never mind. Center, okay, yeah. Never mind. I just figured the center maybe profiled a certain way. Look, Chris Canty said on the show, RC, yesterday, that nobody has done less with more at quarterback than Dak Prescott. Do you agree with that?
Wow. You know, that's a heavy question. You know, I don't believe that. I believe that their failures have been team failures. I believe that Dak Prescott has played well enough in spots. But if you go back to the playoff game last year against San Francisco, I don't care if you have Tom Brady, I don't care if you have Steve Young, Joe Montana, none of those guys are able to perform behind that offensive line that was just getting ran through like a piece of wet toilet paper throughout the game. And so I don't necessarily know if you can put that all on Dak Prescott. I think some of that goes on Jason Garrett. I think some of that goes on Mike McCarthy. Does Dak have to be better than he was late last year? Absolutely. But I'm not going to say no quarterback has done, less
but
with
who?
More than Dak Prescott.
So we got a minute left, RC.
Figuring out which quarterback has.
Yeah, so who is that? We got 1 minute left. Who would that be? Someone said Baker Mayfield. I think that's right. But Baker's at the moment's not a starter, right?
Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I think when you look at the Tannehills of the world, the Baker Mayfields of the world, absolutely. I think you got to look at those guys and say, okay, they haven't done a ton with it. You think about some of the stuff now. Kirk Cousins has played well, but you think about some of the offensive talent that they've had in Minnesota. When you look at Stephon Diggs and you can go Adam Thielen. Now you had Justin Jefferson. You've had Dalvin Cook there the entire time as well. I think Kirk Cousins, though the numbers look different, from a winning standpoint,
100%.
And moving his team,
and from a getting
playoffs,
paid standpoint,
Kirk Cousins be one of those guys.
Like Baker didn't get paid. Cousins got paid, and you know. Anyway, listen, the great Ryan Clark, ladies and gentlemen, you can check him out all over ESPN plus the podcast, The Pivot. As always, thanks, RC. Does Kyrie Irving make the Lakers a title contender? You weigh in on this next on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them.
Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.